Today being the 13th day of Ramadan, 1446 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 13th day of March, 2025 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The annual tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyah Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyah Muslim Study Association of Nigeria Modibello University Zaria Chapter at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan continues from the second ayah of Surah Muhammad. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Lukene, will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyidi Ustaz Abdul Mumin will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live at the Facebook Timsan National and Timsan ABU.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت قدامكم والذين كفروا فتعسا لهم وأضل أعمالهم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله أضل أعمالهم والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وآمنوا بما نزل على محمد وهو الحق من ربهم كفر عنهم سيئاتهم وأصلح بالهم ذلك بأن الذين آمنوا اتبعوا الباطل وأن الذين آمنوا اتبعوا الحق من ربهم كذلك يضرب الله للناس أمثالهم الحمد لله. When we finished the last surah, we said this surah, and we said it when we were just starting the surah. This surah is known as Surah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's also known as Surah Al-Qital. The two names, we said, they are complementary. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, throughout his life, every moment of it, he was on jihad. Throughout, as an example. And the last surah that we finished, Allah is very clear. He told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Fasbir kama sabara ul azmin al rusul, wa la tastajil lahum ka anna hum yawma raun ma yu'aduna lam yalbathu illa sa'atan min nahir. Balag, fahal yulaku illa al qawmul fasikum." At this, between this surah and that surah is a Makkah surah, and this one is a Medina surah. But how was the Quran arranged? The Quran, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he knows a new chapter has started. But when Angel Gabriel comes with verses without starting with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he will be the one to say, put these verses in such and such a surah, in such and such a place. But the arrangement from beginning, Fatiha, Baqarah, Al Imran, Nisa'i, Ma'ida, Lanami, down up to this point, up to the end, is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that arranged it like this before he left the world. This surah is Makkah, this surah is Medina. But you can see the link. فَهَلْ يُلَكُوا إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِكُونَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ can see the last verse of the surah, وَهَلْ يُلَكُوا إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, it continues with الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Nobody will be perished but the ones that are always involved in crime, criminals, doing what disobedient, الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, who are disciples. Then the new surah, that is the Medina surah, said الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, it is those people that deny Allah and block people from going to the path of Allah or turn away from the path of Allah. Disciple, adallah amalahum. Allah is giving a judgment here. Those that deny Allah, turn away from Allah, or turn away others from Allah, no matter the work they have done, Allah will put it to waste. It's of no consequence. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ كَفَّرَ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those that believe in Allah, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do righteous work. Disciple, what will happen to him? Well, again, not only did they do righteous work, وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ, and they believe in what is revealed to the Prophet in succession. كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ, Allah said, their evil work will be obliterated away from them. It will be taken away. وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ, and Allah will make their heart and their condition to be right. Here, when you say kafaru, deny, what do you deny? What you already have seen, which means belief precedes denial. Iman comes before kafara. And a typical example is our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All of them believed in him. El Amin, El Amin, El Amin. This was his name. Everybody would take his things that he wants to store, keep, go and keep with him. Everybody wanted to mix with him. Even if there is judgment, like in where, who should put the Hijr al-Aswad in Kaaba, they waited for him. He was the one who gave judgment. All this, everybody knew. Now that you deny him, the denial came after belief. So all those that deny Allah, the denial came after believing Allah. Because when you are growing up, you know for sure you don't own your sight. You don't own your hearing. You know for sure all that is surrounding you is for God. Until somebody tells you it is not so, before you now believe in him, then your belief now turns into denial. That's why Allah is saying kafara, denial. Denial of what you already believe in. Therefore, it goes to waste. What goes to waste? Any work that they do goes to waste. Because there are those who are very good by nature. This is my uncle, take this. This is my brother, take this. My wife, he's nice to the wife. He's nice to the children. He's assisting others. Look at all these organizations. Some of them are called NGOs. They say they are assisting, they are helping. As they are doing this, are they doing it to please Allah? No. Are they doing this to get reward from Allah? No. If you ask them, they say they are humanitarian. So humanitarian will pay them. But their work will go to waste. It's what you have intention of doing that Allah will pay you for. But what of those that believe? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِلَ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ. But those that believe in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and believe in his message and believe in him, who do they believe in? Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, they believe in him. And this Muhammad, وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ, he is the truth from Allah. May Rabbi him from their Lord. كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ, Allah will efface all their evil deeds. You not see it. وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ, and their heart, their condition, their temporary, their condition of will just be made to be at ease. They will be at ease with themselves. Here, when Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ, there is different from نُزِّلَ and أَنْزَلَ or أُنْزِلَ. شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنَ. Here, أُنْزِلَ, there is no شَدَّة in design. إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ, there is no شَدَّة in design. This one is when something is sent down at once. The Quran was sent from Baitul Izzati down to Baitul Izzati from Allah at once, and he stayed there, all of it at once. But unto the Prophet as he was leading his community, Ma Nuzzila, it was being sent in succession as time comes. Have you ever seen beauty like this? Can you compare a teacher that is teaching with practicals than a teacher that just gives you a document and leaves you and go? The other nations were always asking for miracle, asking for miracle, asking for miracle. So Allah gave them their message as a whole. But the Prophet, he came. The first people that believed in him, we thank Allah. I put like Sayyidina Abakar, I put like Sayyidina Khadija, I put like Sayyidina Ali. These people, they loved him, they believed in him, they were not asking for any miracle. He was enough for them as a miracle. So the Quran was being sent in peace as the time comes. So it was being sent with its practical. Anything that you study now and you go into the lab and do the practicals now, how can you forget it? You see how the parameters are working. You see how the indices are there. And you see where they matter. You know how to apply it. That's how this Quran was sent to us. That's why I said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَآمِنُوا صَلِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ. What was sent in succession? عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. Unto the praiseworthy one. Muhammad, the meaning of Muhammad is praiseworthy. The Prophet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there is nowhere he calls in the Quran, Ya Muhammad, La, because of the utmost respect Allah has for the Prophet. But any other prophet, Ya Dawud, Inna Ja'alna Khalifatan fil Ard, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Hud. But the Prophet, you will not see anywhere in the Quran Allah will say, Ya Muhammad, no. But so that people should know Muhammad, Allah will tell you who he is. Wama Muhammadun illa rasul. Qad khalat min qablihi rusul. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum. Unlike here, wama nuzila la Muhammadin wa huwa al-haqqu. Muhammadun rasulullah. Then another place he called him Ahmad. Wa rasulun yati min ba'di ya ismuhu Ahmad. All to inform us who is the prophet and what are his attributes. But if Allah is going to call the Prophet, he said, Ya ayuhal Rasul, Ya ayuhal Muzzammil, Ya ayuhal Muddassir. He will call him with respect for us to know how to respect him. And when Allah gives a name, the name has to work. If not, it is not a name. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he said, Muhammadu Mahmudun, Wa Ahmadu Hamidun, Alayhi salatu Allahi ma tahhar al kalba. He said, when you say Muhammad, he is the one that is praiseworthy, is Mahmud. Praiseworthy. Praise him. When you call him Ahmad, then know that he is the one that praised Allah most. Hamidun. May the salat of Allah be upon him. As long as he is cleaning the hearts of people. He's cleaning our heart now. He said, another place, he said, Sheikh Ibrahim, he said, Muhammadu, he said, Mahawul Kufri Maddu Diyaihi. Bakat Jamal Addadu, Ya Alu wa Yahbitu. He said, Muhammad, he said, it's four letters. The first two letters, if you take it, is Maha. The other one is Mad. That Maha is a face of disbelief. A face of kafirchi, a face of disbelief. The last Mad is elongator of light. Bakat Jamal Addadu. He said, the Prophet, at the same time, he is the one that put opposites together. Ya Alu wa Yahbitu. He raises this one and he brings this one down. If you see anybody enters the hell on day of judgment, he did not believe in the prophet. If you see somebody in paradise on day of judgment, he believed in the prophet. If you see somebody in a very big position on day of judgment, it is his extent of love and belief in the prophet that took him there. So if somebody is better than you today in this world and you find it difficult to catch him, don't waste your time. Go and love the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be making a lot of salati on him. Then you will pass him. Prophet Sallallahu said, whoever makes salati on me one, Allah will make for him 10. Do you know what it means for Allah to make salati on you? وَالَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ مَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Anytime Allah makes salati on you, it's like where you are, no matter how bright it was, it's now darkness because you take it to another light. When you're in primary school, you come first, you think you have knowledge. When you come to secondary school, you knew what you learned in primary school was a child's play. That's how it is on forever. If you make salati on the Prophet 10, Allah will make 100 for you. Make salati on him 100, Allah will make 8,000 for you. Make 1,000 for him. Allah said, Zahamat katabu katifi ala babul jannah. My shoulder and his shoulder will go shoulder to shoulder and to enter paradise. Because on the day of judgment, it's not physical bodies. There's a soul. You can stay in front of a million people and hear all of them at once and see all of them at a time and face all of them at the same time. That's why he said, وَمَا نُزِلَ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ. Allah has said, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٍ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is a messenger. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is not a father to any of you men. Here now he's telling us that Muhammad is the truth. Hakku. This word, Hakku, truth. Allah said, he is the truth. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنَّ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ هُوَ الْبَاطِلُ. Allah said, all this is because Allah is the truth. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى بَلْ هُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ. Are they saying that the Quran is fabricated? No, the Quran is the truth from Allah. So Allah said he is the truth. Muhammad is the truth. The Quran is the truth. Anything that does not go in line with these three, put it down. That's why I have always said it. The Sunnah of the Prophet is most learned, is most known, first from the Quran. Over 98% of the Sunnah of the Prophet is in the Quran, first of all. When you go to the Hadith, it's just to confirm what is in the Quran and to tell you the remaining 2% or 1% you don't know. There are people that the whole of the Quran, 100% of the Sunnah of the Prophet, they can see it inside it. Because the Quran, Arabiyun la'allakum ta'kilun. Quranan Arabiyan la'allakum ta'kilun. It's in Arabic and for people who can think. Whatever some of the things that you are calling Sunnah is in the Quran, only you cannot see it because you don't, your knowledge cannot cover it. Look at Allah when he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idza qumtum ila salati faghsilu wujuhakum wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiqi wamsahu bi ru'usikum wa arjulakum ila al-ka'bayn. This is what he said. Did he say anywhere that you should wash your hand first, you should gargle your mouth, you should blow your nose, you should wipe your ears? But everything is inside here. When Allah said faghsilu wujuhakum, this is what he told the Prophet. But the Prophet knows that if you want to eat, you have to wash the plate before you eat with the plate. You don't just take any plate and put food on it and say, I'm going to eat. The same thing, you are going to wash your face, wash your hand that you are going to use in washing your face. That washing of the hand before washing the face, it becomes sunnah. But a person who is very intelligent, who knows the Quran very well, knows that this washing the face is to an intelligent person. You have to wash the hand first. In washing the face, I said the mouth is part of the face. The nose is part of the face. Then in wiping the head, I said the ear is part of the head. And scientific facts are proving all this now. So all these things, let us be very careful in the way we address issues. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the attributes is that wahu al-haqqu. And haqqu is ha and qaf, taken from two names of Allah, hayyun qayyumun. Prophet all the time he's standing on his feet. All the time he's making others to stand on their feet. Hayyun is living, standing. Qayyumun is also making others to stand on their feet, just like Allah has it. These people that believe in Muhammad, who is the truth, kafar anhum sayyatihim. Allah will wipe away their evil work, and he will make right their dominion, their ways of looking at things. Because the Prophet in another place said, Ahabuddin ilallah al-hanifiyyatu samhatu. The religion that Allah loves most is the one that is of liberal, natural disposition. Allah's sunnah is this natural way you are saying things. So if things that follow the natural course is the one that is more livable to Allah.
Hmm.
ذلك بأن الذين كفروا اتبعوا الباطل وأن الذين آمنوا اتبعوا الحق من ربهم كذلك يضرب الله للناس أمثالهم
ذلك بأن الذين كفروا اتبعوا الباطل وأن الذين آمنوا اتبعوا الحق من ربهم كذلك يضرب الله للناس أمثالهم. Why is this foundation of Allah like this? One part that deny, look at where they are. One part that believe, look at where they are. Zalika, this is so. لأن الذين كفروا اتبعوا الباطل because those that deny they saw belief they decide to deny it and they follow nonsense battle they follow what is nothing nonsense وأن الذين آمنوا اتبعوا الحق and those that saw the truth and believe in it stayed firm and continue following the truth may ربهم because that truth is from their Lord كَذَلِكَ يَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ أَمْثَالَهُمْ The way I have told you now, Allah says, is the way He sets out parable for mankind so that they can follow. And here Allah said, وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ذَلِكَ بَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا اتَّبَعُوا الْبَاطِلَ وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّبَعُوا الْحَقَّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ This truth is from who? Your Lord. And all the time we have said it, Rob, comes in the Quran over 900 times. Let us pay attention. Whenever we say Rob, Allah is truly the one that is educating us. Is the true person educating us? Even if you are you are at youth, you follow your mother, you follow your father. That is the natural course. The natural course is for you to follow. Al khair kull al khair fi ittiba'i, wa sharr kull sharr fi ibtida'i. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, every good is in following. Every evil is in saying, I'm going to start my own and discover my own. Every good is in following. Allah that brought you to this world, He brought you to this world. أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ He gave you hearing, He gave you sight, He gave you the mind, and allowed the hearing to start work first. Everybody say, listen to your father. Listen to your mother, listen to your father. The first 2 years, 3 years, that's what's happening. You are listening. Then your father will take you to your teachers. Listen to your teacher. You are listening, you are following. Don't jump one day and say, no, I'm not following again. Then you have denied now. That's why when you also come to pray, to stand before God, what do you request from Allah after your affirmation that you are worshiping Allah? Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Allah, guide us to the straight path. Which part is that? Surat al-Ladina and Amta alayhim, the part of those that Allah you have favored, which means you are going to follow that part. You have to, if you are not following, then you are in problem. That's why Allah said, Al-Ladina amanu tabawul haqqa min rabbihim. Those that believe, they follow the truth from their Lord. Allah said, this is how He set His parable. So Allah has finished the foundation. He will now tell us what He's going to tell us.
فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَضَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَثْخَنْتُمُوهُمْ فَشُدُّوا الْوَثَاقُ فَإِمَّا مَنًّا بَعْدُ وَإِمَّا فِدَاءً حَتَّى تَضَعَ الْحَرْبُ أَوْزَارَهَا ذلك ولو يشاء الله لانتصر منهم ولكن ليبلو بعضكم ببعض والذين قاتلوا في سبيل الله فلن يضل أعمالهم
ذلك بأن الذين كفروا اتبعوا الباطل وأن الذين آمنوا اتبعوا الحق من ربهم كذلك يضرب الله للناس أمثالهم. فإذا لقيتم الذين كفروا فضرب الرقاب حتى إذا أثخنتموهم فشدوا الوثاق فإما منا بعد وإما فداء حتى تضع الحرب أوزارها ذلك ولو شاء الله لانتصر منهم ولكن ليبلو بعضكم ببعض والذين قاتلوا في سبيل الله فلن يضل أعمالهم. Allah Ta'ala said, oh you people, throughout your life, you have to fight. And how? Anytime you meet those that deny Allah, smite their neck. Where do you meet? At the battleground. إذا لقيتم الذين كفروا فضرب الرقاب حتى إذا أثخنتموهم فشدوا الوثاق and continue until you have thoroughly subdued them, then tie them up. فإما منن بعدو وإما فداءً. When you tie them up, they are now your captives. Don't release them except فداء منن, except you as a favor, أو فداءً, or except as ransom. You continue that hatta tadal harb awzaraha until the war has laid down its burden. Zalika law yasha'ullahu lantasara minhum. That is how Allah wants it. If Allah has wished, he wouldn't ask you to fight them. Allah himself will get them and punish them on his own without you. But Allah did this liyabluwa ba'dakum bi ba'd, so that he can test one of you with the other. ذَلِكَ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَانْتَصَرَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ وَالَّذِينَ قَاتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ يُضِلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Those that fight in the cause of Allah and go to war and fight in the war because of Allah, Allah will not allow their work to go to waste. In our own recitation, in recitation of Hafs, ذلك ولا ان شاء الله لن ترى ولكن يبلوا بعضكم ببعض والذين قتلوا in that way, والذين, those that are killed in our recitation is those that fight, والذين قتلوا قتلوا those that are killed. ولن يضل الله أعمالهم. Allah will not put their work to waste. Here Allah is telling us that where is the war ground? And how do you smite the neck? There are different kinds of wars. There are psychological war, which today is what the whole world is all about, psychological war. There is a physical war. There is a verbal war. In the physical war, it doesn't start, physical war doesn't just start up. It starts with psychological war. Then it goes to verbal. Then it goes to physical. The psychological war is people try to teach your children or to even teach you or to make you see what will change your mind from what it used to be. Look at everywhere you are going. You want to go to the shop to buy something. There's an advertisement. What is used as advertisement? Naked women. They're just trying to change your mind. That's all. When you see something like that, stand up and fight it. It's a psychological war. You to fight it psychologically. They are not fighting you by words of the mouth. It's just they put something there. They bring a form of dress. This dressing is a bad dress. They will just give it to women. And women are so wayward. Immediately they see something, they will not ask, why will somebody give me a dress and ask me to put my shoulder outside? They just do it. If you look at men, their dress has not changed for over 200 years. Women, if there is a new dress today, if it produces any part of their body, they will just wear it. Why? Because they are objects that can be used to deceive men and take people out of the cause of Allah. When they do this, you too, fight them psychologically. Insist that your children should come out properly dressed, your wife should come out properly dressed in your area. The meeting, let's not allow our children to go the way. Like all of a sudden, you see children with their hairs tying it like locks. As if it is the head of Satan. And quickly, boys are just following it. Because children, their own intellect is still small. It's developing. If in 30 years' time from now, they are shown that you used to dress like this, they will be ashamed of themselves. But today, they don't know it. When you see something like that, stand up and fight it. Don't see your children in the house putting all those things, bringing their trousers down to their buttocks, and you leave it. It's a psychological war on you. Fight it also psychologically. The same thing. You find that all of us Muslims were having one mosque before. In every town you go before, there's one mosque. One imam. When there's naming ceremony, he comes. Marriage free. Suddenly somebody come. He wants to divide Muslims. He didn't come to tell you that I'm going to divide Muslims. He just look at what one set of Muslims is doing. He say it is wrong. Can you swear with the Quran? Arba shahadatin billahi innahu lamina sadiqin. Can you swear four times with the Quran that what you are saying is correct? If not, Allah should destroy you. He can't. How can somebody come and tell you that doing zikr is wrong? When you say no, in this state, Kaduna state we are in, a malam that is highly celebrated has once said it. Why should somebody make more than one istighfar? If you have done something wrong, they say you should make istighfar. You make it once. Any of the ones that you are doing, are you bribing Allah? A celebrated scholar has said this in the 80s. Today, it's a shameful thing that he said that and people followed him. Because at that time, the people have not read. But now everybody knows that the Prophet ﷺ used to make istighfar sometimes up to 70 times or 100 times a day. Is the Prophet bribing Allah? People like that come with psychological warfare. When you see a psychological warfare, you to sit down and design your psychological warfare that you is fighting them, not verbal war. Then when it comes to verbal war, they are writing on papers. You to reply verbally. When they get annoyed now, and they go and take it to be a physical war, like it happened to the Prophet ﷺ in Badr. Look at the Prophet ﷺ. Have you ever seen a person as wise as him? Have you ever seen a person as patient as him? When Allah told him, "Fasbir kama sabaru azm," and it's a Makkah surah, I told you what happened to him. Somebody is praying in Kaaba. He did not disturb anybody, but himself is praying, but he didn't call anybody. They went and poured bowels of animal that is just slaughtered on his head. He didn't force anybody to come and pray. The same way today people are doing zikr. They didn't force you to come and do zikr. You will go and you will be tearing their dresses, tearing their tisbah. They didn't force you. And the angels are watching. They are taking your pictures. The Prophet will go and preach in a town. If you don't agree with what he has said, this is when the Makkans too have started using verbal words against the Prophet. But it reached an extent. Makkans now were now dividing their people to go on the street. If you see a visitor coming, warn him. He should not listen to this man. There's a madman in town who is bewitching people. It's the Prophet they are calling madman. They are worshipping an idol that cannot speak, that I cannot see. They are not mad. It's somebody that is taking message from Allah that is mad. When this thing came to that extent, what did the Prophet do? He too, he was going, whenever there is Hajj, he too will be going around and seeing who can he see that has common sense. In the night, he will go back to him and said, look at the sky. Allah made it. Allah is one. How can you worship what will not benefit you? Say, La ilaha illallah. Until his uncle died, his wife died, he went to Taif. They refused to take his words, and they stoned him, injured him. He was still having patience until finally he was able to convince people from Medina, first year, 13 of them. When they come, they say, even in Medina now, plenty of people are already hearing your message. If you will come to us, Wallahi, he will accept you wholeheartedly. He brought his uncle. They made an agreement. When Allah finally asked him to make hijrah and he should go to Medina, he went. When he arrived in Medina, he said, these people have fought us in Makkah. They took over our houses, took over our properties. Because anyone that lives, they go and take over his house. What we two will do, let's go and take over their properties. How? Since they go on trade expedition and they come, we know the route they are coming, and the route is closer to Medina, let's go and we need them. When they went, the people have heard and they have taken another route. The Prophet did not set out to go and fight. There were only about 300 of them. How many camels? Horses, about 2. Camels, not much, not plenty of camels. Instead of them, when they have taken their loads to go away, they now went and make a whole army from Makkah, over 1,000, to come and fight the Prophet ﷺ. When the Prophet ﷺ heard that far there are already an army close, he called all of them. We did not set out to come and fight. They were not even carrying weapon except the little weapon to defend in case on the road. We cannot run away now. But I'm not asking anybody to come out and fight. I will stand and fight. Then Muhajir said, of course you're not talking to us. We left our land. We know what's happening. The answers are, no problem. Is it us you're talking? We have promised you, wherever you stand is where you stand. If you are going to fight, we'll fight with you. That's how the war of Badr came. It was not planned. And there, Allah showed the miracle of the Prophet ﷺ. They defeated, took some as captives. Over 70 of them were took as captives. And when they were taken as captives, what will happen? People did not know what to do, because this is the first time that there will be a war, and they did not plan for it. So said the Prophet ﷺ, Sayyidina Rasulullah said, oh Sayyidina Bakar, we have taken captives, over 70 of them. What do we do with them? He said, oh, O Prophet, they are your people. If you overlook it, maybe Allah will forgive them and one day they will enter Islam. They are your people. They are your relatives. Sayyidina Umar, what do you think? Me? These people? What they did to you? And they sent you out of the town? Kill all of them. Then Abdullah ibn Rawaha said, as for me, let's find a place that have plenty of wood. Let's put them there and burn all of them. The Prophet, whenever there is advice, the one that is for Sayyidina Bakr is always more close to him. He took the advice of Sayyidina Bakr. Immediately he has taken decision. Okay, those that you put think we should overlook, we overlook. Those that we should take ransom, let's take ransom from them. He is finished taking decision. Inja Gabriel is coming. Ma kana lin nabi an yakuna lahu asri hatta yiskhina fil ard. Turiduna ard al hayata dunya wa la yuridu al akhirah. It is not for the Prophet to take, for those that are captives to take ransom from them. Are you looking for this worldly matter? Allah is after the hereafter. The Prophet says, he started weeping. Sayyidina Bakr was weeping. Sayyidina Umar came and said, what is making you put a weep? If it's something that all of us have done wrong before Allah, I will join you in weeping. If it's something that is only the two of you has affected, then I will assist you to weep. He said, your decision was the one that Allah accepted. But Allah said, wa la kitabun min Allah sabaka lamastakum fima akhastum azabun alim. No, if not that it has already been written down that Allah will never be annoyed with the Prophet, whatever he does. Allah will not be annoyed with this party that are in Badr today, whatever they do. The decision you took earlier, you will have gotten punishment from it. But whatever you have taken is for you, take it. This is what Allah is saying here. فَإِذَا لَكِتِمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَلْبَ الرِّقَابُ حَتَّى إِذَا أَسْخَنْتُمُوهُمْ. Continue to smite their, don't give up in smiting their neck until you subdue them. وَشُدُّ الْوَسَاقِ, and you tie them and they become captives. At that stage, fa imma mannan ba'du. At that stage, you can favor some of them. The one you think that will not cause you any problem, go. Wa imma fida'un. The one that you think that you can, if you take ransom from them, they will not also be harmed. Ask them to give you ransom. Hatta tadal harb awzaraha. Doing that until finally the war puts down his body. That's why you find whenever there is war, at the end, they will come to sit down and say, okay, let us have a truce. You have a truce. This is what Allah is saying here. But don't do that. If it's a psychological war, fight psychologically. If it's a verbal war, fight verbally. If it's a physical war, fight physically. That's why the Prophet said, Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu. If you see what an evil going, don't keep quiet, change it. How do you change it? Either physically, if it is a physical thing that you can change physically. Or verbally, if it's something that verbal can change. Let me say fabikalbihi. Or no, by prayer, by psychological warfare, you change. Don't just sit down. This is what Allah is telling us here. That all we Muslims, there are two parties in the world today. The kuffar and the mu'min. Allah is telling us about the kuffar now. Later on, he will go and tell us about those within the Muslims that are also being used to fight us, the munafiqins. In this same surah, that's why I said this surah from beginning to the end is telling you to stand up, to be up and doing. Zalika Allah sha'a Allah wa lan tasara minhum. Allah said, if he so wish, he doesn't need you to fight this people. وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْدَكُمْ بِبَعْدٍ. Allah wants to use one party to test the other party. The whole world, from beginning to the end, you are in an examination hall. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ. Allah said, I did not create man and the jinn except to worship. So you must worship. Since Allah said he created you to worship, then why did you come to the world? To be evaluated, what is your position before Allah? وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمُ أَيُّكُمُ أَحْسَنُ أَمَلًا. So you here, you are working to attain a position. Do you have time to argue? Where do you have time to be arguing? Just follow and do the correct thing. وَالَّذِينَ قَاتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ وَالَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ يُدْخِلَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Those that fight because of Allah, Allah will not allow their work to go to waste. And those that are killed because of Allah, Allah will not allow their work to go to waste.
سَيَهْدِيهِمْ وَيُصْلِحُ بَالَهُمْ وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ.
سَيَهْدِيهِمْ وَيُصْلِحُ بَالَهُمْ وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ. سَيَهْدِيهِمْ. Allah said, those that follow the truth and fight in the cause of Allah, these people, their work will not go to waste. Sayahadihim. Allah will continue to guide them in every affair. In every affair, every moment you need the guidance of Allah. There is no moment you don't need the guidance of Allah. Wa yuslih ba'lahum. And Allah will make their condition to be right. They will feel right in their mind. Wa yudkhiluhumul jannata arafaha lahum. Allah will enter them into paradise that they already know. Paradise is already there. Hell is already there. Those that are going to enter paradise, they are already there. Those that are going to go to hell, they are already there. But we don't know now. When the day comes and people are going to paradise, nobody will tell you where is your house. You know where your house is. It's like you went out to a Friday prayer and you are coming. You know where your house is. Nobody's going to tell you this is your house. But you don't go to the house from Friday prayer. You go with visitors. When you are going, the angels will follow you. But you already know your house. Arrafaha lahum. Allah has already made them to know their houses. There was a man who is always doing zikr. This man was about to die. In Okene, an elderly man. He was sick. He didn't know his sickness. He's going to die from it. Initially, he was sick, he was doing medication. Then he saw one of his very close friends that they do zikr together, who also died. That one has died. He is sick now. Then that one told him that, what are you still waiting for? I go to check your house and I didn't see you there. Then this man told somebody that, I saw this person. He's telling me that, what am I still waiting for? That he went to check for me in my house. He didn't see me there. He said, he's talking of paradise. Jesus is telling you that most likely this is your sickness. You are dying in it. Then the man started smiling. Everybody said, you are sick, you are smiling. He said, yes, I've gotten a good information from a friend of mine that left this world. I got good information, two big ones. One, that my friend is in a good house. Second one, that me too, I'm entering there. He took his test. I said, I will not part with this. If I die, take it away from me. Even when they take him to the hospital, and the doctors were discussing, he told one of his relatives, don't bother about them. I know where I'm already going. I came to the hospital so that I should be seen to have died in the hospital. They are not going to be able to save me. And I don't want their savior. And he left peacefully with his tisbah, saying, La ilaha illallah, all the way, all through until. And his voice was still there until he stopped. This is how it is. There are people that even in this world, the angels are giving them bishara. Nalizna qala rabbuna Allahu thumma istaqamu tanazzala alayhim malaikatu alla takhafu wa la tahzanu wabshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. When angels are coming to give you bishara, they will come in the picture of somebody that you know, who has the quality for you to be accept the fact, and who has the quality of what they are coming to tell you. So this man that he said he saw is not the man himself, it's the angels. Allah tahab wa la tahzanu wabshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. It's in this world, huh? Allah is telling us. Inna lillahi qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhim almalaikatu alla takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. Those that say, the one that is my Lord, that is educating me, that I'm following, is Allah, and they are upright, angels will be sending on them, particularly when they are about to die. Don't fear that you are dying. Nothing will happen. Don't be sad that you are leaving your people. Look at the paradise you are going to enter. We have been your patrons in this world. All this Allah is telling us so that we should establish our mind. Don't waver because something has happened to you you don't like, or you don't have money, or you are having setback in some issues of the or worldly issues. Don't bother about yourself. Stand firm. سَيَدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ وَيُسْلِهِ بَالَهُمْ وَيَدْخُلُهُمْ جَنَّةً عَرَفَهَا لَهُمْ.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَعْسًا لَهُمْ وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَعْسًا لَهُمْ وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. As Allah is telling us what he will do to those that believe in Allah and fight in the cause of Allah and start with the truth, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What of those that deny him? Walladhina kafaru, those that deny Allah and deny the Prophet, fata'asan lahum. Those people, they are the ones that taisa, fall down on your head, fall down. And so what will happen? Wa'adallahu amalahum. Whatever work they do, Allah will take it, it will all be a waste. So when you die, the work you do, where is it? You say you don't believe in the hereafter, so what are you going to get? Is this world you believed in? So any work you did in this world, what you get in this world, people will praise you. Oh, Kai, he's a humanitarian, philanthropist. That's all, you have gotten what you are looking for. So, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَعْسًا لَهُمْ. Taisa. Taisa is a word that Arabs use when they are annoyed with somebody. Fall down on your head. Not just fall down, on your head. فَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Allah will put their work to waste.
ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم.
ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم. ذلك Why is this so? Allah is saying, Zalika, that is so. بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله because they are averse, كرهوا, they hate بما أنزل الله what Allah has sent down. فهبط أعمالهم because of that all their work are brought down also. Here بما نزل الله محمد بما أنزل الله. If you disbelieve in any aspect of the Quran, it's like you disbelieve in the whole of the Quran. You can't say, no, we're badin, wanakpur, we're badin. No, no, no. You have to believe every instance of the Prophet, you have to believe in it. If you disbelieve in any, you have disbelieved in all. That's why, again, our boys, particularly these young boys, you have to be very careful. No matter what knowledge you have, the knowledge you have of the Quran is zero. Because no matter what knowledge you have, if I ask you, 1 billion, and I say, out of infinity, what is it? Infinity minus 1 billion. Is infinity, it is nothing. No matter how much you have of knowledge, it's nothing. ولو أن ما في الأرض من شيء أقلام والبحر يمده من بعد سبعة أبحر ما نبدت كلمات الله. What knowledge of Quran do you have? When you hear somebody says this is what the mean of it in the Quran, the one you understand, follow it. Don't say his own meaning is not like that. The Quran has an apparent meaning, a hidden meaning, an inner hidden meaning, up to 7 depths, like Sayyid Ali has said. Allah is saying, this Quran, if you are to translate it, get all the trees in the world and convert it into pen. Get all the seas in the world, convert it into ink. Support it with 7 more inks, so you will not finish translating it. Which one do you know? That's why Allah is telling us, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَرِهُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. They hate, they don't like what Allah has sent down. Because of that, Allah too, he doesn't like their work. You go to on Day of Judgment, you say you don't like the Prophet, or you don't like the awliya of Allah, you don't like people of Allah. Whatever you bring, if you like, memorize the whole world. Allah will say, you don't like my work, me too, I don't like your own, take it. So let us be very careful the way we do things. When you are in an examination hall, you concentrate on how to pass, not how to win others. Always let us concentrate on how do we pass our examinations. We are all in exam. Let us also know that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spent 13 years in Makkah. Salah was not compulsory. But Salah has been entrained. The Prophet was praying, those with him were praying. But if he did not pray at that time, nobody will hold you responsible until in Medina. The first time Salah was prescribed is Jummah, when people of Medina came and they asked Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to give them a day. Then Jummah was prescribed for them. People were still taking alcohol. A lot of things were not made haram at that time. But one thing was insistent and it was compulsory. What is it? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. It was compulsory. The Prophet said, Abdul Makultu ana wa nabiyina min qabli, la ilaha illallah. The best thing that I have said, myself and those before me, is this word, la ilaha illallah. There was never a time la ilaha was not compulsory. Muhammad Rasulullah was not compulsory. So let us be careful before you condemn people, before you don't know what to do. If you are disturbed, you don't know the right course, it's very easy. Forget about every other person. You have the Quran, read the Quran. Any translation of the Quran will have the quoting of the translator in it. Because the translator is trying to translate according to his own level of understanding. You can't translate better than you understand. That's translation. But hold to zikr. We do salati on the Prophet. If you can do 1,000 a day, Allah, show me the road. Allah will tell you the road. But the best road is the one Allah said, Salatul Ladina and Amta Alehim. Sit down. Who are those that have characters that are close to the characters of the Prophet? The one we said now that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took the linear part, the easier part. That's how the Prophet is. He takes the easy part. At that time, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he called Sayyidina Abu Bakr. He said, you, your behavior is like that of an Ibrahim. Aman tabiani fa innahu minni. Aman asini fa innaka antal aziz antal kafur rahim. Your habit is like that of a Nabi Isa. Into azibum fa innahum ibaduka. Wa in takfur lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim. If you forgive them, if you punish them, they are your servant. If you forgive them, to Allah, you have wisdom. He said, you Sayyidina Umar, your behavior is more like that of Sayyidina Musa. Washdud ala kulubihim fala yuminu hatta yarawal azab al azim. Close their heart. They should not believe until they see the end. The habit is like that of a Nabi Nuhu. Rabbi latazan ala adimina kefina dayyara. That's how people are. But the Prophet Islam is somebody who is mild, who wants everybody to enter Islam. So we have been told here, these people, Allah is doing this because they hate the part of Allah. If you hate any part of the Quran and you say you don't believe in it, all is like that. Are we okay? Okay, we jumped a verse. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu intasrullaha yansurkum wa yuthbit aqdamakum. Wallazina kafaru fata'asun lahum. Yes.
This is to express our appreciation to all those that have contributed towards the feeding of Al-Majiri in Samaru that we are embarking on presently. We couldn't meet up to the 100 people intended to feed this month. It's 50 we are feeding presently, and we may not be able to go more than the 16th day. So we are still requesting for the generous assistance to carry us to the end of the Ramadan.
May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah forgive all our shortcomings. May Allah show us the truth and give us the strength to follow the truth. May Allah show us falsehood and sin and make us to distance ourselves from falsehood. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward our ulama. May He reward all those that taught us. May He forgive us and forgive our parents and forgive the parents of our parents. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala assist Islam. May He raise Islam to higher heights. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make our leaders to be rightly guided so that they can guide us aright. May Allah forgive our parents, what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, what we are going to drink, where we are going to sleep, what we are going to write. May Allah give it to us. May Allah give us the knowledge of the Quran. May Allah make us to be able to be companions of the Quran. Jail Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May He reward the companions. May Allah make us to live this world with the statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين